This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between the Netherlands and Qatar. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Chris Locks, and I'm joined in the car by Pascal Zubabula, Jurgen Klinsmann, Dewey Char, and Harry Lowe, our football performance analyst. We are just in the car on our way to Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium to watch England versus Wales, but we've just witnessed Netherlands secure their place in the round of 16 after beating Qatar. Jurgen, Netherlands, job done?
Yeah, I would say so, job done. They were never in danger because Qatar, unfortunately, doesn't have the power up front to create chances to make something happen. And then was a very just simple professional performance by the Dutch to cruise into the round of 16. We hope to see a little bit more. Especially was interesting to see that they didn't really use their flanks. You know, with Dumfries on one end on one side or Blind on the other side. They didn't also create too many chances, but when there was a small chance at the end of the day, they scored their two goals and they secured their place in the round of 16, which everybody expected.
And Dewey, Qatar, obviously first time appearance in the FIFA World Cup, exiting at the group stage, but should they be proud of the performances they've given over the last three games?
I think always the first time is difficult, and you could see that the quality of the team and the individual quality difference was too big, especially today against Netherlands. But I think they try everything, they give their best, and in the duel you could see that physically and technically they had problems with the high level football. But it was the first World Cup, maybe the next World Cup when they qualify, and then they give a better performance.
Zubi, on the keeping front, anything particular, anything special you saw tonight?
Yeah, not a lot. As Jurgen already mentioned, Netherlands, they played very solid, and Qatar couldn't any dangerous situations, especially for Nopotnot, a Dutch goalkeeper. He had a quiet game so far, and everything came on target. He had easy to save, and it was an easy game for the goalkeeper. And on the other side, Barsham, he had the chance to show up what he can. He had few saves on the second goal, unlucky. Yeah, when you saw the Memphis finishing, he had a good block, but the rebound, his players, they couldn't help him, and the young could score the goal. But it was all so far from both keepers.
Just looking at the game from a data perspective, again, we're seeing this trend of the use of wide areas in the opponent's half and entering into the final third. So 24 in the left channel for Netherlands, 21 in the right channel, as opposed to 9, 8 and 11 in the more central areas. Also, I think I'm going to have a look at this after the game for sure, but it definitely looks like our highest total for line breaks around the opponent's shape. So with Netherlands finishing on 104.
Yeah, but I think there's a bit of the data misguiding, because all those line breaks over there, so all this coming over the flanks, getting into the final third, you know, is only helpful if then at the end of the day the ball's really coming in into the box and create some danger, create some header chances, some finishing, and they often were just simply playing the ball back then. They arrived already in the final third, and then they played around the 18-yard box, and they shifted the ball over to the other side, and then they got into the final third again. So in this moment, I think it's a bit misguiding using the word line breaks, because you're not creating anything with those movements, and it would have been nice if they would have resulted in real chances.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, the line breaking entry to the final third is data, but the most important thing is that you finish the action, that you shoot on the target, that you score the goal. I think today Netherlands coming bring the ball in the final third, but was not real concentrated to finishing this attacking action, and you need goals.
So a short podcast tonight, job done by Netherlands. They finished top of Group A with 7 points. Senegal beating Ecuador 2-1 in quite a tight game. We had that on the screen on the Tribune, so we could see what was happening in the other game. So Senegal finished second, first CAF team through in 2018. Zero CAF teams actually went through the group stage, so great to see Senegal from African Confederation progressing through with 6 points. Ecuador finishing third on 4 points, and Qatar finishing unfortunately without any points in their first ever FIFA World Cup. As we said at the start, we're just on the way to Ahmed Bin Ali Stadium now to watch England versus Wales. And then the other game tonight in that Group B is Iran versus USA. It's all to play for. Certain results could see any of those four teams going through tonight. So we will be back in a few hours' time after that game to give you our insights from England versus Wales. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.